You're listening to SBS.
Hugo Weaving stars in the highly anticipated SBS drama series, The 26th of August, on SBS and on demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Today, firstly, I'd get you to walk me through why are labour hire companies an issue in Australia?
In many industries, employers rely on labour hire companies to provide workers to them, especially where they need workers at short notice, for example, for seasonal work, or where they find it cheaper to rely on an external provider than to manage their own workforce. This is most common in industries that rely on low skill, low wage work, such as construction, cleaning, security, horticulture, agriculture, increasingly also aged care. We see labour hire providers playing quite an important role in ensuring that workers are available to fill the jobs, to do the work right across the Australian economy. But sometimes where labour hire companies are not well regulated, that can lead to vulnerable people being exploited by dodgy operators.
What are some of the types of industries and which workers are mostly affected by these labour hire companies?
In general, we see greater problems where labour hire companies are working with relatively low-skill jobs, and they are often also low-wage paying jobs. That's in a number of industries, from construction to security to agriculture, horticulture, aged care, and others all around the country.
And you're proposing a standalone labour hire licensing scheme. Walk me through what this is and how it would work in terms of for the sectors that you're representing.
At the moment, we have no labour hire licensing system in New South Wales. There is such a system in Victoria, in Queensland, in South Australia, but not in New South Wales. The way these schemes work is that they require anyone who wants to provide labour hire services to first get a license. And in order to get a license, you have to meet certain tests to ensure that you're actually going to be capable of doing that work safely and responsibly, and that if there are problems, the regulator knows who to come and deal with to sort out those problems. We don't have that at all in New South Wales at the moment, so we are holding the door of the labour market wide open for crooks and dodgy operators to come in and provide those services.
You mentioned
the berry industry in the mid-north coast of New South Wales, but that's just one example. What we see here is that migrant workers, particularly temporary migrant workers, international students, people on the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme or who have disengaged from that scheme, and also working holiday makers come here to meet the requirements of their visa and to get work. In some cases, they find they're being employed by sham companies, labour hire companies. Those companies recruit these people, organise their transport, and ensure that they get to the relevant farms to pick the berries. The farms rely on those companies to get them workers at short notice when the berries are ready to pick, and they outsource the management of that workforce to those providers. In some cases, those labour hire providers exploit workers by underpaying them, keeping them in terrible conditions, keeping them isolated, refusing them access to medical care, and threatening, harassing, or even assaulting or sexually assaulting them.
I'm also very curious to understand how some of these dodgy operators enter the New South Wales labour market to begin with.
There's nothing to prevent anyone setting up as a labour hire provider in New South Wales. If you're registered as a company, you can offer those services. There's no barrier to entry. So that makes it very easy for a range of dodgy operators, both based here in New South Wales and from outside New South Wales, even sometimes based overseas, to provide those kinds of services here.
When exactly are you proposing for this licensing scheme to come into effect?
Well, we are urging the New South Wales government to bring a labour hire licensing scheme into effect in New South Wales as soon as possible. Legislation would need to be passed. We're urging the government to do that in the current parliamentary term before the upcoming election early next year, and to have the scheme up and running by the 1st of July next year.
Have you had conversations about this with the New South Wales government?
We and a number of other organisations have been urging the New South Wales government to do this for some time. Today, a coalition of 27 organisations, including my office, Berries Australia, Australian Fresh Produce Alliance, Unions New South Wales, Refugee and Migrant Workers Centre, Community Migrant Resource Centre, Salvation Army, and many others have come together and are calling on the government to get this kind of scheme in place as soon as possible.
I'd also like to understand what are some of the countries that these migrants are coming from and being exploited?
Migrants come from all over the world to study here, to work here on the working holiday visa scheme or through the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. At the moment, we see in particular that workers coming from Asia on the working holiday scheme are often vulnerable to exploitation. Workers who come through the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme are coming from Pacific Islands across the Pacific as well as East Timor. And particularly when they disengage from that scheme, they're vulnerable to exploitation and modern slavery. But we also see workers from other backgrounds suffering this kind of abuse as well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing the results.